From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Partial shutdown of the U.S. government has begun after a funding bill was blocked by the Senate.
Are there any senators in the chamber wishing to vote or wishing to change their vote? If not, on this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 49. Duly chosen and sworn, not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
Senators resume debate later today on a temporary spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell blamed the government shutdown on Democrats. He said Americans will not tolerate the shutdown, which McConnell said should not have happened. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer replied, saying he tried to reach a deal with President Trump. Schumer said it will be called the Trump shutdown because Mr. Trump has avoided all bipartisanship. The White House responded immediately to reach a funding agreement, blaming the Senate Democrats for what it called the Schumer shutdown, accusing the lawmakers of valuing illegal immigrants ahead of lawful Americans. So-called DACA program to keep some 700,000 illegal immigrants from being deported was an issue which Democrats cite as a reason for allowing the government shutdown. These illegal immigrants were brought to the U.S. by their parents. U.S. High Court has signaled it will consider the legality of President Trump's order restricting travel in varying degrees from eight countries, six of them majority Muslims. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has rolled out parts of the Trump defense strategy, which would expand the American competitive military advantage over China and Russia. The document accuses China of predatory economics to intimidate its neighbors. It claims Russia violates neighboring borders. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is in Peru after a visit to Chile that left many Catholics there confused and angry. At issue is the Pope's answer to a question about a bishop accused in the country's child sex abuse scandal. Reuters' Rob Muir reports the Pope said there is no evidence that Bishop Juan Barros tried to cover up that scandal.
The Pope appointed Bishop Barros in 2015 to head the small diocese of Osorno in south-central Chile, this despite the allegations against him. Barros is accused of protecting his former mentor, Father Fernando Caradima, who was found guilty in a Vatican investigation in 2011 of abusing teenage boys over many years going back to the 1980s. Caradima has denied the allegations. Barros says he was unaware of any wrongdoing. And while the Pope has apologized to victims of sexual abuse by priests in Chile, for many Catholics, his defense of Bishop Barros only serves to keep the scandal alive.
That is Reuters' Rob Muir reporting. Surrounded by activists at the White House, President Trump addressed the 45th annual March for Life anti-abortion event in Washington.
It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
President Trump at one time supported a woman's right to have an abortion. During his campaign, however, he said there has to be some sort of punishment for people who have abortions. Both abortion rights and anti-abortion groups reject that idea. Brazilian soccer great Pelé has canceled a trip to Britain, where he was to receive an honor from the English Football Writers Association. Spokesman for the former footballer says he is resting at his home in Brazil and that reports that he was taken to a hospital are fake news. 77-year-old Pelé frequently has been admitted to hospitals in the past few years for kidney and prostate problems and has also undergone hip surgery. Social media giant Facebook says it will begin to prioritize trustworthy news outlets on its site in order to counteract misinformation. Company said it will now ask its more than 2 billion users to rank news organizations they trust in order to prioritize high-quality news over less trusted sources. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello, beautiful people. This is Heather Maxwell coming at you from the English to Africa service of the VOA in Washington. This week, I've got 10 songs from 10 different countries. A nice mix of current hits from Zimbabwe, Mali, Nigeria, the DRC, Kenya, and Tanzania. Also, I've got a couple of oldies from the 1970s that I dug out from my vinyl collection. Those are from South Africa and Cameroon. Then I've got a classic duet from Somalia that's one of your song requests coming in at the end of the hour. And my song of the week is from Senegal. It's a jazzy and juicy kind of song. You'll know what I mean by that when we get there at the 50-minute mark. Nazir Hausawa, a.k.a. Zeriums, joins me for that one. Finally, my feature interview for you today is Echo Alabi Savage. Echo is a Berlin-based Ghanaian musician who's been living in Europe for over 30 years. I met him when I was in Berlin in October. He tells me about the ups and downs of musical life in Berlin, and also with his experiences playing with the legendary high life and Afrobeat master, Ebo Taylor. And Echo also has an interesting perspective on the ongoing debate among many of you, especially in West Africa, how much is Ghanaian music influencing Nigerian music? So sit back, my marvelous millions of Mama Africa music loving listeners. That's why I call you my M's, you know, and enjoy the show. Starting out from Zimbabwe, here's Amara Brown and Japreza with their 2014 single, Kure Kure.
I got a need for you, baby.
Bunny,
right. That was Kure Kure by Amara Brown and Japreza. Hey, everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're just getting started on Music Time in Africa. Here's the late Zani Jabate from Mali with Bogotiki Kanu, A Young Woman's Love. Heather, and that was Zani Jabate from Mali. Okay, now we're moving into high gear. This next song, Ekombe, is by a band from Kinshasa that I just interviewed earlier this week, Jupiter and Oques. The song goes, "Dance is a silent music as much as music is an invisible dance. Since time immemorial, music and dance accompany men's ceremonies. So, dance!"
Depuis la nuit des temps, les gars. On ne fait que danser. Ekombe, Ekombe, Ekomba bina kama dingale mbatse.
Was Jupiter and Oques with Ekombe, track 10 of their recently released sophomore album, Keen Sonic. Now, if you like this sound, get on my Music Time in Africa Facebook page and watch the live studio session I just did with them. Make comments. Tell me what you think, and maybe I'll include those in next week's show when I feature that live studio session.
My money, my body, now your own.
It's over here, buddy.
If I tell you, say I love you, oh. My money, my body, now your own, oh, baby. 30 billion for the account, yo. Oh. Versace and Gucci for your body, oh, baby. No do, gotta for me. No do, say that, oh. My number one in tutu, sipping brook tutu, for your love in tutu. I go chuku chuku chuku, biko
Obianuju. Say you do me juju, cause I'm feeling the juju. Shake it to you, I wanna dash it to you. You can have it to you. You know I got this in you. I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. There's nothing above you. There's nothing above you, above you, above you. We get you. I like your mini skirt, you. Okay, you got it, fess you. If I tell you, hey, I love you, oh. My money, my body, now your own, oh, baby. 30 billion for the account, yo. Versace and Gucci for your body, oh, baby. No do, gotta, gotta for me. My number one in tutu. Sipping brook tutu. For your love in tutu. I go chuku chuku chuku. Biko obianuju. Say you do me juju. Cause I'm feeling the juju. You know say nobody only. But I don't go tell you story. I gotta be your man. I gotta be your man. Let me talk to you. Say a few things, girl, I'm feeling you. What is up to you? Say you know I got you. I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. There's nothing above you. There's nothing above you, above you, above you. Reject you. I like your mini skirt, you. Okay, you can't confess you. If I tell you, say I love you, oh. My money, my body, now your own, oh baby. 30 billion for the account, yo. Yeah. Versace and Gucci for your body, oh baby. No do, gotta for me. No do, said I.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Hello, music lovers. This is Heather. I've got two more current tunes, and then we're going to hit the 1970s vinyl, babies.
It's music time in Africa, y'all.
Kenyan artist Ward Phoebe popped by for a visit at VOA recently. He was on a New Year's tour in the U.S. This is Herad Chumbi from his most recent 2017 album release.
Sweet in a knee, honey. Man, and your common equality.
not quantity. Nyako man gi brains, yeah, yeah. Nyako mosomo. Nimegundua mwanamke sio makalio. Nimegundua mwanamke sio complexion. Nimegundua mwanamke sio sura. Oh, nimegundua mwanamke sio figa. Kumbe mwanamke mzuri ni tabia njema. Anyangoma kuchienja berni kitabia mamoro chunya. E baby love, nyaga mori jabernyiri, nyako mwoye yo chunya. She knows how to perplex me, mesmerize me. Nyako man knows how to make me go gaga gaga. Hi, yori yori.
With Hera Chumbi from Kenya. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Now, I'm going to take you back to the original vinyl days. From South Africa, here's the Mahotella Queens with this 1978 Side A single, Igulala Masi.
Nanti Igulala Masi, Twelum Lazaltensi.
Nanti Igulala Masi.
Nanti kulala masi, kwelum lazatenti.
Nanti kulala masi, kwelum lazatenti.
Nanti kulala masi, kwelum lazatenti.
Nanti kulala masi, kwelum lazatenti. Usani sintomini sokusundasa. Usani sintomini sokusundasa.
That was the Mahotella Queens from 1978. Here's the second amazing oldie I have for you today, taken from Side A on another vinyl 45 by Asiko master from 1970s Cameroon, Jean Bikoko.
Bobola Mabola, Bobola Maguela, Bobola Maguela, Bobola Maguela, I like him and Domino Lenny, Bobola Maguela, I like him and Domino Lenny, Bobola Maguela, I ate, oh, 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 I like him and Domino Lenny, Bobola Maguela, I like him and Domino Lenny, Bobola Maguela, I like him and Pamu Lenny, Bobola Maguela.
Music Time in Africa.
Now it's time to meet my feature artist of the hour, Echo Alabi Savage. I spent some time in Brussels, Belgium, and in Berlin, Germany. Some of you may remember my Brussels interviews with Zap Mama, Kella Asouf, and Manu Gallo. But until now, I haven't presented any interviews from Berlin. In both cities, I searched for African diasporan musicians or immigrant musicians from Africa because I thought you might like to know what life is like for artists there. You know, what kind of music do they do? How connected are they to back home? And what inspires them in their European lives to make the music they do? I heard about Echo Alabi from a few high-level Ghanaian artists and producers, and they said he's amazing and he knows everybody. So, of course, I had to meet him. I take the S-Bahn to meet Echo in a neighborhood called Moabit.
Nächste Station, Beusselstraße. Fahrgäste zum Flughafen Tegel steigen bitte hier um.
Passengers
It's a short but rainy, cold walk to our meeting spot, which is a Ghanaian restaurant called African Kingdom. I go in, and there's Echo, already seated. He gets up and welcomes me with a warm, friendly smile. He's wearing a bright African print shirt and a bucket hat, defying the dreary cold and wet skies that surround us outside. We settle in at the table with some hot tea, and I open the mic.
My name is Echo Alavi Savage. They call me Echo Mania. I'm from Ghana, and I'm a musician, songwriter, producer, drummer, percussionist.
How long have you lived in Berlin here?
Oh, I'm living in Europe now, like 3 decades.
Would you call yourself an Afro-German?
No, I'm still African.
Living in Germany?
Living in Germany, but I've been all over the place, like England, Switzerland, Italy. I live there sometimes and we tour around, mostly very much in Europe.
So tell me what the general situation is here in Berlin or in Germany as an African artist.
Yeah, I can say it goes up and down because the last 20 years was very good for reggae, African music. We had a lot of gigs in Germany especially, go to Austria, Switzerland. Mm-hmm. But then politics, you know, something changed. They stopped that. They cut it off. Since the unification and things, I think Germany gets too big for them. So the cultural thing was cut. So people don't have money to, like, do shows with reggae and Afro black music unless it's festival that lasts, like, 10 years.
And festivals are in the summer, like you were saying before. Yeah. That's interesting, because you would think that with unification, it would just get, everything gets better.
Yeah.
But not necessarily in the case of working musicians in the African in the African market.
I think it was better at the beginning, like 92, 93, 94, 95. Everything was new. Yeah. Friends of mine and myself, we used to give concerts with workshop.
Right.
We teach percussion, teach high life, guitar, vocal, dance. We go on a tour in the east part of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
It was good, like what I said before. Yeah. But after a while, something changed in the politics. I can't even say it in English. So like subsidy,
mm-hmm.
What they used to give, they stopped it. They cut it total.
That's too bad.
Mm.
How is it like working with Ebo Taylor?
Yeah. Wow. We call him Uncle Ebo, you know? He's our uncle, our father, our uncle. Working with Uncle Ebo was nice. I know him, I think, in the 60s when I was a kiddie. My auntie was a girlfriend of the manager of their band that time, a place called Takoradi. The band was Broadway dance band. And Uncle Ebo just came back from England and was the band leader and music director. So he knows me as a kid. So I grew up, and then when the time came that we should work together, he was so happy and I was happy too. And working with him was very good because he was already in his old age, like 74, 75, before he got an international breakthrough. So it was good. We recorded some of his old songs, changed the beat, you know, make it more modern. Actually, the first album, Love and Death, went to a lot of world music charts worldwide. And it's been good, traveling to Japan twice, Brazil, Trinidad, and also all over Europe, like Eastern Europe, Russia, Croatia, France. Like I say, France is good for our music, but there's a lot of Africans living there. And I think the French government supports this kind of music. But when we went there, it was like, everybody was big through France. Salif Keita, Youssou N'Dour, Baba Mal, And it was like, we live in Germany and we don't even know that it's happening in France.
All right. Hello, darling music lovers. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. You're listening to a conversation with me and Echo Alabi Savage from Berlin on October 5th, 2017.
I'm going home to my father's land.
Hello.
Yeah.
We're back. We had our tea, and you were telling me about the history of Ghanaian music, starting from Nigeria. High Life.
Mm.
Can you repeat what you said, starting with Afrobeats? Because my listeners and viewers, they are involved in this debate, this kind of discussion. Current right now among people about the influence of Ghanaian music on Nigerian music. So what were you saying?
I should cut it short. Ghanaian and Nigerian music, we are like twins, you know, when it comes to life music.
Mm-hmm.
It started from High Life. When we had E.T. Mensah in the 50s, Nigerians already had Victor Olaya and other musicians who used to come to Ghana. My parents used to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
They come to Ghana to collaborate with Ghanaians into High Life.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Nigerians covered those days. If we sing in Ghana or Tri Akan, the Nigerian will translate it into Yoruba and the same rhythm, yeah? Then even Fela Kuti, the famous great Fela Kuti, always talked about Ghanaian musicians and Ghanaian music. He used to come to Ghana alone to hang out with musicians from the Uhuru dance band, like Matonto Tedese, all these, may they so rest in peace. All those musicians were friends of Fela. So, cut it short, like the influence now is mainly Ghanaian, because this beat, you know it, we do it in Palogo, we do it in Osibi, and when we cut it short, it's the short form of anyway, so we do all this, and there is a lot of discussion about Ghana and Nigeria, but they should forget it, we are one.
Did you hear that?
We are one.
Well, Echo, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me and share your music and your thoughts and your experiences with all of our listeners on Music Time in Africa.
Yeah, thank you to all the fans of your program and my new friends on your program. This is Echo Alabi. Boom!
Right. Hello, lovely listeners. This is Heather Maxwell. I hope you enjoyed that interview I did for you from Berlin with Echo Alabi. Here's Muziki by Darasa and Ben Pohl from Tanzania. Then stay tuned, because still to come, Nazir Hausawa, a.k.a. Zeriums, joins me to present the Song of the Week, African Fast Food. And then the last song of the hour, a song request by one of you M's from Somalia.
Mapembe ongeze mkia na ukini bip tunakupigia. Let me make one thing clear. Bra 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 staki kusikia. So simba so chui so mamba. Kuzi yangu inatosha kujigamba. Na sina maneno kwenye kanga. Kazi juu ya kazi ya nibamba tubamba. Sa unaweza kusaki sasa. Sisi ya na fegi uchome kibanda. Kalale wote ndoto zako za kitanda. Sibado tuko macho mida ya wanga. Funga mkanda kaza na kamba. Ama ufata nyayo uchane msamba. Masuwa miamba, masuwa anga. Tunasemaga chambua kama karanga. Maisha na muziki. Acha maneno weka muziki. Ukiwa sub, kiwa hap, kiwa juu, kiwa chini, piga muziki. Safari na muziki. Acha maneno weka muziki. Kiba unachopenda na ukitaka kucheza, cheza muziki.
Bambata,
shika kamata rumba chakata kaboka mchizi shadata shadata
nataka kukimbia na una break what do you expect bongo kongo kwa tabu beki cheza lokasa ya mbongo west kumek watch yourself sije ukaji confuse mzuko wa kuruka rege kwenye bluesi una mchuzi no excuse maisha yetu kila siku kama vile movie vitu vingine vitakaki kuchuaji unajikuta unatandikia watu jamvi kusubiria embe chini ya mnazi kumwelewesha chizi utajipa kazi funga mkanda kasa na kamba ama ufate nyayo uchane msamba wasu wa miamba wasu wa anga tunasemaga chambua kama karanga hey! Misha na muziki acha maneno weka muziki ukiwa sub kiwa hap kiwa juu kiwa chini piga muziki safari na muziki acha maneno weka muziki imba unachopenda na ukitaka kucheza cheza muziki wanatamani tupotee kwenye map tunapeleka game to the top top after I told ya that we don't stop don't stop we don't stop wanatamani tupotee kwenye map tunapeleka game to the top top stop
and this is the song of the week.
All right, joining me now in the studio is Nazir Hawazawa, a.k.a. Zirium.
Hello, hello, everyone. How are you doing? Happy New Year.
Yes. So it's great to see you in this new year.
It's great to see you, Heather.
First time to have you back in the studio since 2017.
Yeah, since last year.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the audience, too. They miss us since last
year.
Yeah,
exactly. So Song of the Week this week is a brand new title track of an album that is just coming out this week by an artist named Alun Wad.
Alun Wad. I have never heard of him.
Well, you might not because he's sort of in the jazz world more than he is in pop or traditional.
Okay.
He's from Dakar, Senegal, grew up there from a musical family. He doesn't really look like an artist, like not a musician, but when he sings, he has this angelic voice.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Seriously?
I just want to hear it. Play it.
Here is the title track of Alun Wad's brand new album, African Fast Food.
African fast food?
Yeah.
That's the name of the...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you know any African fast food?
Sure, I do. Ground nuts. Okay. Is that fast food?
Yeah.
Saga.
Uh-huh. In Hausa, we have Sogali, which is the leaf moringa, I think.
Oh, yeah. Moringa, the leaf.
Yeah.
Drink my water, coconut water, drink it, mulu mulu.
All right, that was African Fast Food by Alou Nwad.
Wow.
Yes.
This is a fresh, new something that I haven't heard in a while.
Did you like it, Nazir?
I love it.
It's our song of the week.
I love it.
You see why, huh?
Yeah.
It's a jazzy Afrobeat, but brand new.
This is a very delicious fast food.
Yes. And you, wait till you taste the rest of the album.
Yeah.
Hey, I am Mori Touré from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Maxwell.
Okay, so we've arrived at the last song of the hour, my friends. This one is a song request that one of you sent me by email recently. The message is this. Dear Music Time in Africa, hello, Africa. I'm Somalian, 39 years old. My name is Hussein Elmi Ali, nicknamed Otto Deary. I'm a regular listener of VOA English to Africa, especially Music Time in Africa. Really, I love Pan-African music so much. My request is West African songs from Ghana, Mali, or from Cameroon, and by the best singer, the Somali legend, Hassan Adan Samatar. Thanks, he writes, and to all listeners of VOA Music Time in Africa, I love you all. Have a good time. Thanks, Hussein. I found the song Sela for you. I'm sure you know it. And for the rest of you listening, this Somalian duet is by the legendary singer Hassan Aden Samatar and female vocalist Sara Ahmed Jama. Right, that was the Somali classic Sela by Hassan Aden Samatar and Sara Ahmed Jama. That's it for today, Ems. Thanks so much for joining me. And a special thanks goes out to Echo Alabi Savage from Berlin, to Nazir Hausawa from right here in the VOA Hausa service and to listener Hussein Elmi Ali, a.k.a. Otto Deary. My WhatsApp number is +1-202-203-4118. Email musictime@voanews.com. Twitter at musictimeAfrin. Hit me up on any of these platforms or on Facebook with a message or voicemail, and I might include you in a future show. Reminder, guys, every week the Music Time Hour begins with 5 minutes of breaking news. So on our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC. And, of course, Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, be blessed, my M's, and stay beautiful.